Well, our next performer was going to be a feature here. When I booked him for July, he said, well, don't you have anything sooner? I mean, this was months ago. And I said, well, if we don't have to use the March 9th snow date, because I put a snow date in case it snowed for this night, but no, it's saving the snow for tomorrow. But anyway, so since it didn't snow tonight, Rich Eilbert will be one of the featured artists on March 9th. He will be here, and I'll let you know who the other one will be. Perry will keep her co-feature in July. She wants to keep that date. Anyway, Rich is a wonderful writer, very exuberant. He has a really cool Bernie Madoff video on YouTube, which probably some of you have seen. It looks just like him, right. Anyway, please welcome Rich Eilbert.
Bernie Madoff. I'd like to plead guilty with an explanation. This song takes a takes a bit of explaining to understand this song, and so I'll give you the impetus for this song. I was thinking how many kind of words are there in the English language? Does anybody know? Like, not the really technical, just like in the half a million, like, you know, with all the technical words, but a good 100,000, right? And how many get used in like most common songs that you hear on the radio? A few thousand, right? So I'm wondering what happened to the other like 99,000 songs. So I dedicate this song to those underappreciated, underutilized words. Aromatic compounds manufactured in the laboratory, deposited on your ectoderm in aspirations of attracting you to me. Now your olfactory sensation was below the population norm, so I augmented the allotment, which precipitated this storm. It's a song about colognes. There exists profound distinctions among the various colognes. Some women find irresistible because of their chemical pheromones, and some leave them indifferent, a state called ennui, and some they disincline like they saw Frankenstein. That's the kind I tried on me. And now the females have abandoned Massachusetts, and I'm an outcast with the sex life of a monk. The only homonids in miles are a few diehard homophiles. I won't deodorize again with odorless gunk. Yeah, I exited down the corridor of my condominium. Women were scampering down the fire escapes like brigands on the run. And when I strode up to your dwelling and you meekly unlatched the door, with a spasmodic jerk, you hit the dirt and lay convulsing on the floor. And the females have abandoned Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm an outcast with the sex life of a monk. The only hominids in miles are a few diehard homophiles. I won't deodorize again with odorless skunk. Well, the ambulance arrived with alacrity to my mobile distress call. The lady EMT proceeded to flee when she smelled my aerosol. And the neighbors all absconded like hyenas in a race, while my erstwhile love expired, a grimace on her face. And the females have abandoned Massachusetts. I'm an outcast with the sex life of a monk. The only hominids, the only hominids in miles are few diehard homophiles. I won't deodorize again with Odalis skunk. No, sir, I won't deodorize again with Odalis skunk. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, he can write them. One more hand for Rich Albert.